This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
7 o'clock, we'll have a live summit. The president is set to declare a national emergency to stop the globals from imploding the nation. Coming up, Mike Adams has been pushing for this with InfoWars, joins us. But first, a key report from Mark Dice.
Well, guys, I couldn't without getting suspended by one of the major social media platforms for posting what they said was hate speech. Facebook locked me out of my account for 7 days and censored this post because I simply stated the fact that the only reason that the story about the 7-year-old girl who was tragically shot and killed in Houston went viral is because the suspect initially was white. So every Black Lives Matter activist on social media started tweeting about this terrible white terrorist who killed this poor innocent girl. Only it turns out that the murderer was actually a black man. By now, they've all forgotten her name and don't even remember that the incident happened. But before the identity of the actual shooter was revealed, people were tweeting out things like this. Her picture with a tweet saying, "This is 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes. She was shot and killed by America's real terrorist threat, a white man who opened fire on her family's car as they left Walmart in Houston." Here's the Young Turks host, Chunk Uger, saying that the shooter may be a white Donald Trump supporter who was incited by the president's racist rhetoric and decided to start killing random black people for the cause.
It's what I referred to earlier. Of all people, Chelsea Manning taught me this phrase recently, stochastic terrorism. It's when people are encouraged by leaders
to do
violent acts. The leader doesn't say, kill this specific person, doesn't say you should target Jasmine Barnes. It just encourages you to hate a certain group of people. And then random, unbalanced people in the country pop up and do the violence on their behalf. And that's called stochastic terrorism. And that's what this one looks like. But they're going to investigate. I hope to God they find the guy.
Oh, they found him all right, Chunk. And like 50% of the murderers in this country, he's a black male. Which is strange when you realize that black men make up only 6.5% of the United States population, but commit 50% of the total murders. And stating uncomfortable facts like that is now considered to be hate speech in 2019. As you know, I rarely cover tragedies on this channel because I try to make my videos fun and make them to function as a sort of release valve so that you guys can laugh at the madness going on in the mainstream media. But obviously, some issues aren't a laughing matter, and sometimes we do have to get serious. One of those issues we're going to be facing a lot of this year, unfortunately, is censorship. Because in 2019, apparently you're not allowed to state certain facts, like there's a lot of murders in the black community, and most of it barely makes a blip on the radar unless one of the perpetrators or suspects is supposedly white. In fact, if you were to tune into the local news in Chicago, Milwaukee, Baltimore, or Detroit any night of the week, this is exactly what you would see.
24-year-old Demario Jackson has been charged with first-degree reckless homicide. He's accused of firing shots into a crowd during a fight. One bullet hit 14-year-old Yaphet Moore.
That breaking news, the third suspect charged in the murder of 9-year-old Zalea Jenkins has been arrested.
New at 10, two cousins charged in connection with the murder of a delivery driver, one of the defendants just 17 years old.
Tonight, new information about the suspect in a killing spree that crossed state lines.
That shocking shooting rampage ended with 4 people dead on the west side.
Going to begin tonight and the new year with 3 teenagers behind bars accused of fatally shooting another teen outside the Eastland Center Mall last Saturday.
All of these are tragedies, and all of these stories are just 15-second soundbites on the local news, and then are completely forgotten about by everyone except for those directly affected, like the victim's families and friends. But if the perpetrator's white or suspected to be white and the victim is black, the race-baiting Black Lives Matter activists will sink their teeth into the story and amplify it to a national level, creating a wedge between the different races as part of their divide-and-conquer strategy. And speaking of censorship, President Trump's going to be issuing a primetime television address tonight about the illegal immigration crisis. And many of the major networks struggled with the decision about whether or not they were going to even air it. CNN's little Frank Stelter tweeted out that a TV executive texted him saying that he, President Trump, calls us fake news all the time, but needs access to the airwaves. If we give him the time, he'll deliver a fact-free screed without a rebuttal. And if we don't give him the time, he'll call every network partisan. So we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. All of the major networks dragged their feet and were reluctant to confirm or deny whether or not they would or would not air the address.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
A nighttime Oval Office address can unite the country in trying times. It can inspire the better angels in ourselves. But all the signs here indicate that is not what Donald Trump has in mind, and the networks have a decision to make. Do they want to run the promise of more lies, more misleading statistics, more twisting of reality, mindless confrontation, all for the sake of defending Trump's dark, twisted fantasy on a wall on the Mexican border to fight an enemy that doesn't exist except in the most fevered swamps of American politics? Do they want to do that for ratings? Like they've done with other presidents in other times, the networks should refuse to turn over the airwaves to Donald Trump tonight for what they know objectively to be a steady stream of lies.
I could spend, obviously, 1,000 years going through the lies that you just heard in a one-minute clip. Everything is pure projection. The North Africa has been collapsed on purpose by the IMF and World Bank. They admit in CFR and UN statements to flood Europe. The Middle East, same thing. Arab Spring funded by NATO, the EU, Obama, Google was involved, Facebook, to bring down our allies and destabilize all those countries, kill every Christian, blow everything up, put women and children into sex slavery, 15 million military-aged men, 80-plus percent of tourism gone, nationalism sweeping Europe, Austria, Spain, Italy, other governments banning protest, France and Germany are just banning it. Nationalist leaders every day are being shot, killed, or beaten half to death, where I can't even keep track of it. They're just murdering people in Sweden, murdering them in Germany, beating their heads in Italy. Antifa is much more dangerous over there. It's leftist police dressed up in black. It's insane. And then they're on our so-called news saying the president shouldn't be in an Oval Office address when other presidents do them every 6 months or so. He hasn't done it in 2+ years. It's going to be an 8-minute speech. We're going to cover tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern for the hour before. It's 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central when he speaks for 8 minutes only. And we'll have the aftermath with these globalists, Pelosi and others. And remember, they're the ones that say, did you hear him? He said, we're a nation. We apologize for families having to hear that. Don Lemon actually said, I have trouble speaking. I apologize. The people just heard the word nation. You're like, that sounds like a Monty Python skit. But to their viewers, let me tell you, I've gone to Democratic events. You've seen the video. And I go, America's back. Jobs are coming back. Black unemployment's lowest ever. And they go, oh. They have been programmed by successive approximation to hate this country, to hate the West, by mega corporations who want to get anybody out of the way that stands with them taking over. This is 21st century warfare. Now, a year ago, I said Trump must declare a national emergency to remove Obama's emergencies he put in place with executive orders in the Defense Authorization Act in December of 2016 in the upcoming fiscal year. Billions to fund the Countering Foreign Disinformation and Propaganda Act. Oh, sounds reasonable. Sets up domestic groups between intelligence agencies, but selected leftist groups, what Trump calls embeds. The technical term is stay-behind networks. And now documents have come out in Zero Hedge. We'll go over those in a moment with Mike Adams. To counter everyone, whether it's the Christian Coalition or whether it's naturalnews.com or whether it's Matt Drudge, they say we're Russians, like they do in congressional hearings about me with no evidence. I'm not called to testify where I'm being accused. No evidence is given. And then I'm hit with thousands of articles a week, total lies, Operation Mockingbird, incredible, with them all reporting on each other's lies about us. And now the president can't be hurt. So there's a civil war in this country against the globalists who are anti-American and against the nationalists. It's nationalist versus globalist at one level. It's a pro-human future versus anti-human future. That's it. That's the demarcation line. That's the choice you've got. And I wanted to get Mike Adams to come on for 30 minutes tonight with us at 7:30, 30 minutes before the president goes live, or he'd come on after, because he's one of the few people out there that has boldly understood this. And he's been attacked. I've been attacked. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, you're nuts. Look, they declared emergencies for the 2008 deal to get trillions of dollars to steal from us. Obama and Bush worked on that. Bush Jr. They declare emergencies all the time. There's no coverage of it to get around things. They've transferred. I saw the Democrat senator from West Virginia this morning on Fox News. And he actually told the truth. Manchin. Is it Manchin? I'm teleprompter free. The point is all the names scramble. You all know him well. He said, actually, we've transferred a lot of dictatorial power to the president. Whether you like that or not, he has the power to do it. And, you know, he's got a point about this crisis. And he went on from there. But the point is that they've transferred the power of the president to sign it over to the globalist. Now Trump's using it to kill TPP, to do all this. He has to declare it to end what Obama put in and cut through the red tape. The way the bureaucracy set this up. So we're not calling for martial law. We've been under political martial law. The left's calling for civil war. They're calling for civil emergency. They're pushing race riots. That's in the WikiLeaks. So the president takes the gloves off, starts firing all these people, declares an emergency so we can cut through it all. Congressman Adam Schiff says, the new chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, says, yes, there is a provision in law that says the president can declare an emergency. And then it goes through it. But the fact is, it's beyond that. The Democratic Party says America was never great. It'll never be great. The Ninth Circuit rules American flags are banned. And then they say those of us that are against this are the foreign enemy. Mike, thanks for joining us. The next few segments, I laid all that out. A lot of stations join us in the second hour. And I'm not tooting our horn, but it's been naturalnews.com and Infowars.com. I've been doing this since actually 2017. You've been hammering it. And notice the one thing they're scared of, sort of saying, okay, you're not going to declare an emergency. And he's like, well, yes, I may. They're so scared, like, don't do it, don't do it, because they know their previous emergency's in place. So this is very exciting news, but also, I think, a prime moment of danger, Mike.
Well, the spirit of America is rising. I know you can feel it, Alex. I feel it here as well. America has an immune system. And it's this American spirit that we see now in the president's actions, but also in the people. The people realize that there are enemies within. There are enemies who are trying to sabotage America from within. Some of them are members of Congress. They're Democrats. Some of them are in the deep state. Some of them pretend to be journalists in the media. They are traitors. They are enemies, and they must be outed. And I believe that this is the first step, invoking the national emergencies that are already on the table. You see, President Trump, he has to use every power of the executive in order to defeat the deep state, or we lose America. You know, those people who said, well, he shouldn't invoke a national emergency, he shouldn't declare martial law, all these criticisms. I'm not saying he should declare martial law, but he should use the powers of the national emergency to defend America against those who are attempting
to destroy it. They've taken us into lawless martial law and rebellion.
That's right.
And now we're here. Let's stop denying it.
Yeah, and remember, let's go back to, what is it, March 16, 2012, President Obama issued an executive order called the National Defense Resources Preparedness Order, and it effectively seized control over all communications, all tech giants, all resources, farms, food,
healthcare. I want to stop right there. Say that three times, because I was coming to that next segment that shows Mike Adams does the research. Obama did the most draconian executive order ever, that under the Defense Authorization Act, he funded that executive order with billions to take down Trump and InfoWars and Tucker Carlson and everybody. And it's hiding in plain view, the That's executive right. order that Trump must declare his new emergency to override it. Explain to people.
Crucially, Alex, let me repeat it again. It's March 16th, 2012. I've linked to it in the article that I just posted a few minutes ago. It's called the National Defense Resources Preparedness Order. It's on WhiteHouse.gov. You can read it. And importantly, Alex, in that order, in the opening paragraph, Barack Obama invokes himself as the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the United States of America, indicating that he had planned to use military force to seize control over all resources in the country. It's already on the books. It's there.
And you just took us next level. And it was a month later that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs went to the White House and said, we're going to remove you if you don't back off of this and backing Al-Qaeda. Mike Adams has done his research. This is, you're getting the absolute truth right now, folks. And now here we are, that executive order still there, being used by stay-behind network Democrats, and we're under actually Obama martial law.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Our love is unconditional. We knew it from the start. I see it in your eyes.
This is how I feel about America.
You can feel
and all the children that deserve to have a good future.
From here on
and from George Strait's mouth to your ears, this is how I feel about you.
Right now. And share all the love. A lifetime will allow. I cross my heart and promise to give all I've got to give to make all your dreams come true. In all the world, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Obama signed a group of executive orders in 2012, 2013, 14, 15, 16, setting up a national emergency and having the Pentagon over America. Globalists in control of the Pentagon and 17 intelligence agencies. Those actions are still in place and operating, and only under law can another executive order or national emergency erase those. And that's why you've seen such belligerence, and Mike Adams, who's been on top of this, and myself, calling for this all to be exposed, is here with us. Executive Order, National Defense Resources Preparedness, March 16, 2012. Here's the statement. Obama put the United States under martial law in 2012, politically and economically and governmentally. Trump must remove it and is about to, and that's why they're crapping their pants saying, don't air this, don't do it. He's got the will to stand, to remove the deep state, he's about to try to drain the swamp, the big move, get to first turn the economy on, stand up against the Chi-Coms, defend our border, let us know it's okay to be Americans, and now he needs our prayers, and all of us, like InfoWars, I need your prayers too, because it's on. Mike Adams, we'll put that executive order back on screen, please. This is the original executive order, March 16, 2012. Executive order, National Defense Resource Preparation. You need to go read this. Mike, please continue, because you were just laying it out. How this is so historic. And the whole media is ignoring this and saying it's preposterous the president talked to the people. That shows how scared these criminals are. This is an epic moment. This is so dangerous.
Well, the media has become a joke. I mean, they're pretending that there are no border crossers anymore. They're pretending there's no caravan. But your analysis is spot on. All of these powers that Obama invoked and laid out in executive orders were intended to be handed to President Hillary Clinton. This was the plan. And Hillary Clinton, let's recall, had a plan in place and a list of people to arrest, which includes you and myself as well. We were all supposed to be arrested and shut down. When Trump won the presidency, it threw that entire plan into total chaos, but also it inadvertently handed these powers to President Trump, who has been reluctant to use these powers that Obama had intended for Hillary Clinton to use. So understand, the deep state under Obama accidentally gave President Trump the power to destroy the deep state. This is why they are so terrified. This is what it's all about. Trump only needs to invoke these powers that are already on the books. He can root out the deep state. He can arrest and indict the traitors who are operating inside government, inside universities that have become terrorist recruitment centers. The traitors, the mayors, the governors who are running these illegal sanctuary cities, they need to be investigated. Trump has the power to do this, and he must invoke this power in order to defeat the deep state and then restore true liberty and national security to our country. That's what we are demanding, and I think that's the path that Trump is following now.
And I even saw the Democrat U.S. Senator on Fox this morning when I was working out. And even Fox was like, can he do this? Because, you know, they're basically the soft form of CNN, this dialectic. And he goes, yes, we've transferred dictatorial powers to the presidency. If people are against it, they should change that. But he said Trump has his power and the country is under attack. And so if he wants to do this, he can do a lot under these emergency powers. And it seemed like Democrat Senator got in line for this. That is a big deal.
It's the appropriate role of the military. It's a constitutional role for the military to defend the borders. And also, by the way, Alex, posse comitatus, it prevents the military from acting as police on the streets of America, but it does not prevent military police from pursuing enemy combatants and domestic enemies of America who are on American soil. Military police can be dispatched to arrest and seek out treasonous traitors, war criminals, enemy combatants who are on U.S. soil. There is no restriction against that. Let's just keep all of this in mind, because America is under attack. This has been my point for over a year, and I think yours as well. America is in an invasion. Trump should declare war against the enemies of America tonight. He won't probably do that, but that's what actually should happen, I believe, because this is our last chance to defend this nation against the enemies who are operating within.
And by the way, it's preposterous. It's insane. There was no caravan when they were funding it in the UN, and it smashed over the police, 50,000 strong, trafficking kids. It's all admitted. And they're like, he shouldn't even be on air. He's a liar. They just used this UN plan on Europe. This is the globalist plan. Use the third world they control against the first world and enslave us all. And so you see, Mike, have you noticed, though, they've gone from arrogance to their pundits look totally freaked out and scared because they've committed a lot of crimes. They know the real poll numbers. America's totally turned against them. All the thinking people have turned against them, every race, color, and creed. I mean, we're not just up here saying scary-sounding stuff, folks. Back when QAnon was saying, they're going to arrest everybody in tribunals, I said, hey, that's disinfo. This is now really happening. He really is firing all these people. He really is making their move. They really are scared and crapping their britches right now because they signed on to the Chi-Coms. Apple and Google moved over there. The Chinese communists began using microwave guns to kill our people in the State Department and CIA. You notice it's not just Google headquarters burst into flames, folks. The day after I testified, the gloves came off in China. I mean, it's been all over the world. You don't just think it's Chinese ships shooting on our ships. They shoot at our ships. Our submarines, sink them at night. The Chinese, you look at Xi, he's freaking out. He's panicked. We already have a covert war against them right now. And there's a bunch of cowards in our government who've sold out to China that are kind of crapping their britches because they want that Chinese money. What they're going to get hung from their damn neck.
The globalist establishment is weaker than they let on, Alex. It's all theater on their part. They are really just one awakening away from being defeated. If CNN goes down, for example, and can't drill the false propaganda into the minds of the American people every day, it would only take
And by the way, it is the Stay Behind Network. They force feed it on YouTube, on Google, their fake videos, their articles. They are right. The Stay Behind Network. CNN runs the whole thing.
And remember, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I'm sorry to say, she appears to be close to passing.
I'm very sad right now. Yeah, she didn't show up the vote. Yeah.
We don't wish any, harm upon people, but I think she's gone off the court inside of 24 months, either retiring or
passing away. Some people think she's already dead.
Well, I haven't heard that yet. I think she's probably alive, but I know that cancer is spreading probably all across her body at this point. It's sad, but, that's her life is about reached its end, it looks like.
Yep. As above, so below. Mike Adams, incredible job. NaturalNews.com will join us tonight, 7 o'clock Central, for coverage of Trump's epic declaration of emergency. As he says, we're in an emergency. I may declare an emergency. Oh, he's going to declare it. Mike, thank you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't
let life weigh you down, Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
With Mike Adams, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Dan Lyman's about to join us, our EuropeWars.com correspondent and his great team over there. A lot of original hardcore reporting at EuropeWars.com. A lot of that is at NewsWars.com as well. You have the leader of the nationalist mainline libertarian party. They call them Nazis. They're not even as hardcore as we are. Just total crap. They are anti-radical Islam. Being beaten and almost killed by Antifa that intel shows are leftist police officers. Antifa is very dangerous in Germany. It's not like meth head professors here. You've got people being shot, killed, other leaders in Sweden, all over Denmark, the Netherlands, major leaders, nationalists being killed. It barely makes the news. They're now killing people. They just banned the yellow vest protesting in France. They say, we'll arrest all your leaders, period. They've already been arresting and torturing people. But the good news is they're weak. And now Austria is banning the EU army. Spain is moving away from it. Italy's doing it. Italy is defending in the EU the yellow vest and saying that if they are, all these articles are on Infowars.com right now, by the way. They're saying that if they do that, that Italy will protest, that Israel is even, Italy is saying that they will stand against this. So there is a lot of really exciting things happening. So don't just think Trump's fighting alone. The new nationalist president of Brazil, firearms, going after the drug gangs, lowering the taxes, saying, you know, God and country and make Brazil great again. This is happening in Iran with the restart movement. It's happening everywhere. So, Mike, I just wanted to point out that it's not just the spirit of liberty rising in America. It's rising everywhere. But as the globalists have said, if Hillary lost, they thought they were done. Now they think if they can remove Trump, hopefully they've got some shot. So they're way behind the eight ball worldwide. It's neck and neck here in America, but just long term, we're going to win. But the left is going pure authoritarianism everywhere.
The crucial thing to understand, you're exactly right about that, but the globalists and the left will absolutely punish America and any nation that attempts to assert its national sovereignty. We are going to go through a period of intense chaos on the road to victory. This is what's crucial to understand. We're not going to win without the left attempting to commit national suicide. They want to destroy the economy so they can blame Trump. They want race wars in the streets. That's why they have all this fake news about, you know, the shooter being white when he was actually black in that case. This is why they are fomenting violence and hatred, because they want massive chaos. They want massive collapse. Just like Obama, remember the government shutdown back in his administration? What was one of the first things he did? He released violent prisoners from federal prisons onto the streets as a weapon system to say, look, if you won't fund the government, we're going to terrorize your streets with violent criminals. This is the way the left thinks. If they can't.
And Trump's saying we're going to put nonviolent drug offenders out who've been in for a decade to make room to keep the violent offenders. Notice the Chicago mayor decades ago got caught saying we release violent offenders to scare the public into submission. No, violent people get their ass locked up forever. Nonviolent don't.
Well, again, they see America as a target for destruction. If they can't rule it, they will destroy it. That's the way the Democrats think, and this is exactly why they have to be stopped, really, at any political cost. If this is the last thing Trump ever does is defeat the deep state, he will still go down in history as one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. He needs our support, and he needs to know that we back him, and we, the people, are able and willing to help defend this nation if it comes to that. Trump needs to know that.
And that's the most important thing you've said, and, you know, he does know that, and that's why they've been trying to shut you down, shut us down, because we're reading the real executive orders. We're doing real political research, talking to experts. And most of the, quote, experts in D.C. are scared because they come after your family. They come after you. But at the end of the day, that's why we got to fight, because they're coming after us. All these men I know go, man, I'm not going to stand up for the country. They'll come after you. I'm like, wow, okay, I get it. Your forebears didn't build anything, obviously. I mean, you don't instinctively want to fight people that want to shut everybody up and bring in a new dark age. You don't want to be in the field against these people. It's just so pathetic that there's a real shortage of men, Mike. And I don't just say this to pander to our audience. InfoWars audience are the lifeblood, the blood of resistance and not putting up with this crap. And I just totally salute them.
Well, most people, Alex, and you pointed this out, most independent journalists have a boss or they're beholden to a network.
You know, your organization and my organization are completely independent. We don't depend on any money from government or universities or grant money or anything like that. We can't be shut off by the networks. That's why the tech giants
Lone Rangers, and that's why they want us off the air.
Yeah, that's exactly why. And in fact, I think they can't believe that you still exist, that Natural News is still on the air, that InfoWars is still broadcasting. They can't believe it because the weapons that they have unleashed against you, the economic sabotage, the slander, the smears, the programming, every Netflix TV show
now. They've turned foreign intelligence agencies loose on us. They've turned Mueller behind. I can't get into it yet. I mean, it's, which doesn't scare me. It lets me know, oh my God, these are true villains. I've got to fight harder.
Well, it's clear that you are beating the best that the deep state has to try to destroy you, and that's just blowing their minds. In fact, they have the same surprise about Trump. They can't believe Trump is still in office. They can't believe he hasn't resigned yet. But you know what? Americans are strong, and this is why I feel that spirit of America rising. All we have to do is say, damn it, no, we do not surrender our country. We will defend it. We will do it.
Well, I think that really is the slogan here, and it's our listeners and supporters is why we're still here. They're the ones that haven't blinked. We're never surrendering. We're never giving up. And I'm not just saying this to be positive. When stuff's negative, I'll say it. And we're in a hell of a pickle. But the globalists, Mike, are panicking right now. And you can see real palpable fear that he's kicked all the globalists out and is now about to go on a rampage. And, you know, Colbert and all three of the nightly shows last week had this talking point. Let Trump be Trump. He's about to destroy himself. Great, good. No, that's the last thing they want. So whatever they tell you, it's the opposite. And here's the bottom line, brother. We have got front seats to history right now.
Absolutely. And we reach real America, and real America supports Trump, supports a declaration of a national emergency if that's what it takes, whatever it takes to build this wall.
That's what the new president of Brazil just did. Of course he's got to declare an emergency to remove these people.
Exactly.
I think Trump can declare a war on the globalists. And the mainstream media is the enemy. They're trying to get him killed. They're trying to kill us. I mean, it's the truth. These people are waging war on us. We didn't start it. That's the thing. I mean, they are so scared we're going to fight back.
We are in a war. It's time to declare it. It's time to rise up and identify the enemies within who are waging this war to disassemble and obliterate America. And this war on America has been going on since 2008.
And Mike, let's be 1,000,000,000% clear. They started it. They won't back down. They're fair game. Period. They drew first blood. Period. 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 Period.
Defend our nation. We are Americans. We have the right to defend our country. The president has the right to defend our borders. We, the people, we have the right to invoke our Second Amendment right to self-defense. This is why the Founding Fathers wrote it into law. This is why they wrote the First Amendment. We have the right to speak. We have the right to exist. We have the right to defend our borders, our communities,
and not
our
put
home.
Up with globalist, Chi-Com-funded racketeering. The fact that Davos 2 years ago cheered Xi, the dictator, and said he'll defeat America and Trump. Every American should have got behind the president at that point. But no, the colleges, all of it, go, oh, China will beat America. These idiots could go to China and we'd put in a forced labor camp, but they just have this weird brainwashing to hate the country. Mike Adams, God bless you. Great job to join us tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for the coverage of Trump declaring a national emergency. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if the globalists want to fight, they better believe they've got one. Yes. We'll be back with our European reporter, Dan Lyman, from EuropeWars.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, by the way, if Trump doesn't declare a national emergency tonight, that's not discrediting InfoWars. But as you've heard us for over a year saying, he needs to declare one, we're in an emergency, so go ahead and declare it. Now he says, we're already in an emergency, I should declare it unless the Democrats do the right thing and pay for the wall. But only the emergency can remove the other executive orders of Barack Hussein Obama. Document cam shot, please. Executive order, National Defense Resource Preparedness, puts the military and the president, but it puts stay-behind networks in control. This is what Obama's been using to circumvent and still be basically a shadow president. And you hear Trump talking about how they have embeds and Hillary and Obama are still president. But I respect Zero Hedge. They are some of the smartest cookies out there. And they say Trump will not invoke emergency powers to build a border wall tonight. Well, where'd you start hearing he's going to declare a national emergency? Here. We are in an emergency. So I don't know who Zero Hedge's sources are. We'll find out tonight. But Trump already declared an emergency. at the Pentagon a month ago. We know that. It's coming out. He says we're in an emergency, so I should declare an emergency. But it could be a way to get the Democrats to capitulate to something that's already been done. I don't know what the greater nuances will be tonight, but we'll be covering at 7 o'clock Central, right through 8 o'clock Central when the president goes live. Dan Lyman of EuropeWars.com, our great correspondent, amazing work over there. I wanted to get you on just to point out that, man, all hell's breaking loose. Violent attacks on nationalists, violent attacks on conservatives, trying to ban the yellow vest, but Italy joining and saying that they're going to support the yellow vest, the government of that. You're in Switzerland right now. What is the latest 8-9 weeks into the yellow vest and what we're seeing and talk of Macron having to step down?
Great to be back with you, Alex. Never a dull moment, to be sure, here in Europe and, of course, in the United States as well, as you've been speaking about the latest with the attack on Bremen in Germany, on the AfD chairman there. That is a heinous attack. But, I think a lot of people could have seen this type of violence brewing with the way that the media and the establishment have been attacking AfD. Every single article in the mainstream media prefaces AfD with far right. And as we know at this point, AfD is the second or third most popular party in Germany, composed generally of people who probably would also support Donald Trump or UKIP, perhaps just mainstream, mainly
people whose daughter or wives were raped by Muslims.
Pretty much. A lot of just working class folks who are fed up to the eyeballs with what's going on in their country and probably sympathize.
And let's be clear, their party headquarters has been bombed. Now their deputy leader's had his head bashed in, fighting for his life.
Yes, and lost in the melee also was a couple weeks ago, we covered this at Europe Wars, was that another AfD party office was basically Antifa tried to storm them. They were on a pre-approved demonstration route, which they deviated from in an attempt to attack the office. And there was some pretty crazy video of that, and the police were able to intercede before it got particularly violent. But the AfD is under siege at the moment. Most recently with this terrible attack. The pictures are so gruesome. I'm surprised this guy survived, and apparently if it weren't for an interceding construction worker, he may not have.
Viewers, viewer discretion advised, we're going to scroll through this. Antifa is much more dangerous in Europe. Talk about that.
Absolutely, and they are much more prevalent as well. Anywhere you go in Europe, you walk around the cities, you will see Antifa tags, you'll see their markings, they'll mark their bars, they will mark their territory all over the place. I've even stayed in apartments around Europe where the neighbors have Antifa basically stickers all over their doors identifying themselves as Antifa. So they are shameless, and they are much more violent in Europe, especially in Germany. If you recall, at the G20, I believe it was last year, something like 20,000, if I'm not mistaken, hardcore left-wingers, Antifa, descended on Hamburg, and there was an emergency in the city. A lot of the ranking officials couldn't travel to the event temporarily because of the amount of violence and fire in the streets. So they are much more intense here, but I am sure that their American comrades are learning from them and their tactics.
And this is the leftist army, and that's why Gavin McInnes, Mark Dice, and others are getting banned. You go out and just show these meth heads attacking women and children, just the literal scum of the earth calling black police N-words. You show them, then you get banned. I mean, these are the foot soldiers. But I've seen a lot of people like Steven Crowder and others go into bars where these people frequent, threatening to kill people, and they run like little cowards. They are the definition of little bitches.
I think it should be telling to people to see what's happened to Gavin and the Proud Boys, which, you know, I'm not going to speak to that particular incident. There's some discrepancies as to what started all that. But in general, you know, I mean, these Proud Boys guys they're married to women of color. They're definitely not racist from what I can tell, any of them. And they're just kind of mainstream testosterone filled conservative type bros who are just out there to kind of to protect people who are being attacked by Antifa. And they have been targeted so intensely by the establishment, by even Governor Cuomo and de Blasio and the FBI, but you never hear of those same enforcements happening to Antifa when they are out in the open. A lot of these people in Antifa should be very easy to identify. If our intelligence agencies are worth anything, they should be able to track these people down just as easily as they've tracked down the Proud Boys.
Well, the truth is, we know they're professors, they're leftist police, they're local meth heads that they recruit, who have scripts of what they're going to attack in blue cities. The police are involved. They let them attack certain areas. And they're trying to foment blacks rioting. That's in the big article on Infowars.com, where in 2015, Obama wanted martial law in Baltimore, trying to get white Antifa to get blacks to get violent to then trigger a nationwide breakdown. But it didn't work. I mean, you talk about racist. This is a group of white chicken necks, you know, running around posing as if black people. We even have women and men that say they're black who admittedly aren't black, who then lead these groups. It's the most bizarre weirdness I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Many of them are white, if not the vast majority, which is interesting. And they do purport to be anti-racists, but they do. There's quite a racist string going through them. But I did just want to bring this back to the yellow vest you were talking about. This story is just breaking right before I came on air with you, and I wasn't able to get the whole story. But Yellow Vests UK, it appears there is a massive crackdown in effect right now, according to Raheem Kassam, who used to be the editor-in-chief at Breitbart London. In the past few hours, Yellow Vest UK have had their social media accounts banned, their PayPal account removed, had journalists show up to their elderly parents' houses, where have we heard that before, and had lies spread about them on national TV and in the media, and it looks like there is a concerted effort to shut them down aggressively going on at this moment.
That's right. The articles are on Europewars.com, Infowars.com. We've got French PM says new tougher laws on unauthorized protests coming in wake of yellow vest clashes. Italian leaders endorse French yellow vest movement. It's spreading all over the world. This is just some of the news we've got here today. Dan, the good news is, as rough as this is, humanity is back in the fight. We get there's multinational corporations who want to just take over society and governments using racial and cultural division to get us fighting with each other. It's classic balkanization, divide and conquer, and humanity seeing through it. I think this is very exciting.
It is a time of awakening, but I'll harken back to what Mike Adams was saying just before we came on together. And, you know, he said this is just the beginning. And I fear that that is the case. This is just the beginning of the bumpy ride. But unfortunately, I think this is a situation that has can utmost be blamed on the establishment, the elites and the media and the left, who have silenced a very civil debate that could have happened a long time ago. And they've taken away the voices of the people who would like to have discussed all of these matters long before they were shoved down their throats. And now at this point, I think we are past the point of no return in some cases, unfortunately. So we can all look to France to see what's going on and expect that to continue spreading across the West, if not worldwide, depending on the, you know, the cases in each individual country.
Well, I was about to ask you in the next little segment, what's coming next? You're saying the point of no return. Dan Lyman, EuropeWars.com. We come back in just 2 minutes. What is the point of no return? What's going to happen now? What is that event horizon we're about to pass? Please remember, folks, that I've been so busy, I never say a sale keeps going for a week longer than it does. They haven't taken down the sale of 50-75% off, free gift, free shipping. That's about to go down the next hour. And then the new specials are going up because we've just been so busy. But we do have some new specials as well on the great Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and the X3 Amazing Iodine Formula, and the Super Male Vitality that's about to sell out. So please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. Get a t-shirt, get a book, get a film, whatever you do. I want to thank you all for the support. But your support of us is literally the oxygen for which we are able to keep fighting.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the...